This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri will have a new Secretary of State in January because of incumbent Democrat Jason Kander's decision to instead run for the U.S. Senate. Barring a third-party upset, his successor will be a Republican with a last name very familiar to Missourians, or a Democrat known mainly to St. Louis area TV viewers. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin takes a closer look.
GOP nominee Jay Ashcroft has the big edge in name recognition. Being the son of John Ashcroft, former Missouri governor, U.S. senator, and U.S. attorney general under President George W. Bush, he admitted during a recent Politically Speaking podcast that it helped him with the Republican primary in August, but he also credits his failed run 2 years ago for an open state Senate seat.
Well, you know, I don't think if I had ever run that election for state senator, I'd be here. I was really focused on just raising my family and taking care of my wife and, you know, just being involved in my community that way. But once I kind of got involved in that race, other people came to me for this race.
Before getting into politics, Ashcroft worked as an engineer for a defense contractor, then got a law degree and now works for his father's law firm. Still, he's never held public office, which is also true of his Democratic opponent, Robin Smith. She spent 4 decades as a TV news anchor in St. Louis, the vast bulk of it for CBS affiliate KMOV, from which she retired last year. She's also served as a board member for such groups as the St. Louis chapters of the American Cancer Society, the March of Dimes, and the St. Louis University Board of Trustees. She does come from a political family, with her father and brother having been aldermen in St. Louis. She describes herself, though, as a political outsider.
This is not a monarchy. This is not a dynasty. You can't hand the legacy of being the king from your father to your son. And this is the type of politics we're seeing in Missouri.
The biggest issue in the race, no surprise, is whether Missourians should be required to show a photo ID to vote. Smith strongly opposes it, saying it would disenfranchise 220,000 Missouri citizens.
They're the fragile, the elderly. They're veterans. They are college students who are just trying to get an education. They are minorities. They are those who are disabled and don't own a vehicle, and therefore don't have a driver's license.
Ashcroft vehemently disagrees.
It's provable that not a single individual that is legally allowed to vote now would not be allowed to vote after the implementation of that bill, regardless of whether or not they have a government-issued photo ID.
When it comes to ballot initiatives, both Ashcroft and Smith said they should be written clearly, not in ways that would influence how people would vote on them. As for regulating securities, Ashcroft says he won't be overzealous in pursuing criminal charges or lawsuits against finance corporations.
We've had secretaries of state previously that have said, gee, if I get good headlines, I can move on up to another office. Well, if you're looking for headlines, all you do is go after companies. And I think we need a secretary of state that says, you know what, first and foremost, I should be trying to help companies in the securities industry act in the right way so they don't get in trouble.
Smith says her business education qualifies her to handle the financial aspects of the job, which she recently talked about on St. Louis Public Radio's Politically Speaking podcast.
I have a graduate degree in business, an executive master's in international business, which is from St. Louis University. So I am the best qualified because I have a graduate degree in business that addresses how to run such a large state office.
Meanwhile, a third-party contender hopes to beat both of them. Libertarian nominee Chris Morrill's top priority is to shift the finance and professional registration duties from the Department of Insurance to the Secretary of State's office, which he says would, quote, save some money. Morrill also opposes the push to require photo IDs for voting. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.